Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast, and this is your host, Shelly Antine, and I am speaking about the week beginning Monday, June the 13th, and ending on Father's Day in the United States, is what it is, Juneteenth, in some other areas of the world, I guess, Sunday the 19th. I'm not really as clear about Juneteenth as other people are. Okay, beginning with this week, we have the re-entry of Mercury into Gemini. Hallelujah, as I see it. But, I mean, you know, everybody else might not. But to me, having the mind coming out of retrograde and getting back into the sign in which it is actually the strongest as its ruler is a good sign that we may be thinking and getting good information clearly and reliably, being able to remember where the car keys are and stuff like that. As we have that occur at 11:27 a.m. on Monday the 13th in the Eastern Zone, we are having a Sagittarius moon, and that is going to a very active moon, going to an active trine to Mars in Aries. 6:05 p.m. is when that completes. So one would think this is a great time to get some things done and to make some moves, move forward in plans, or just have fun, because that's a very adventurous and sometimes, if you're in that realm, sports-minded. So if it isn't too hot out there, go play something. Then we have a long trip from the moon trine Mars to the moon opposing the sun in Gemini, and that is the full moon, which comes in on Tuesday the 14th. I would have thought that would have been Juneteenth, at 7:52 a.m. Eastern. Now, I have recorded a 23-minute podcast about that full moon because there's a lot going on that we can see in the world. We can see the direction that things are moving, and also you can apply that information to what you find happening in your own life. So you can find that on the blog page at shellyantine.com, and it's also posted on the Astral Essence Facebook page. So one of those ways you can get it, and I will put a link in this blog post that has this link to make it even easier for you. But I think it's wise to listen, and I'll go on because there's something we need to talk about here. First of all, after the full moon, we have a way to recalibrate whatever we need to recalibrate there, because the moon in Sag is sextile retrograde Saturn in Aquarius until 10:38 a.m. So we're going back over those plans, those ideas, the methods, the timing, the issues with friends or groups, and you know, we're finding something that we can look at and perhaps create something positive out of that. But it's like 20 minutes later, or 20 minutes of later, we have the moon square and Neptune in Pisces, and that comes in at 10:58 a.m. So confusion strikes immediately, and directions are taken then not in the best way and not with the proper illumination on the path. So just avoid that 20 minutes if you can, and then you should be all right as the moon goes void, of course, and then enters Capricorn at 6:14 p.m. Now, this is going to be the square to Jupiter in Aries, and that, you know, this is what we're going to have until Jupiter retrogrades back into Pisces, and then next year, we'll start having these cardinal sign squares and oppositions while Jupiter is in Aries. So here's the square from the moon in Capricorn, 3:21 a.m., Wednesday, the 15th of June. And this is, well, let's just say we can go overboard, for one thing, because whenever anything squares or opposes Jupiter, we can go overboard. But this is a moon, this Capricorn moon, that has a strong instinctive feeling and need for things to be in a certain way that's well known and is going to be a logical progression, etc. And Jupiter in Aries is, you know, the horse is out of the starting gate, but there's no jockey on it, you know. It's just going to go where it wants to go. And that doesn't work real well with the moon in Capricorn. So we have that kind of an issue that we're dealing with, and we may be seeing that kind of an issue in terms of outer world energies. But the thing that we need to watch out for is coming on Wednesday, June 15th. It's in orb until then, so you can pick up some clues about it. But this is going to happen at 10:17 a.m. exact, and that is Mars in Aries joins Chiron in Aries. Now, this is in the chart of the full moon, but this is exact now. And here we have the situation, and while that's happening, the moon in Capricorn is squaring Mars and Chiron, of course, also until the evening hours here. The Mars square comes in at 7:50 p.m. Eastern, and just a little bit before that, 7:23 p.m. is the square to Chiron. So this is an ongoing energy for the day. And it is, well, you know, Mars is that hot, angry, volatile sign when it's in a negative state. So this is the day when, especially in the morning and then as the day goes on, where you can find people reacting intensely and perhaps acting out something, because Mars is action. And those things that have been acted out recently in our country have not been great at all. We've not been seeing a lot of peace and harmony. We've been seeing a lot of discord and division and people going out there with guns and shooting into crowds and schools. And so we want to be very aware of this day. And I wish everybody knew that in the whole country, because then they would be much more careful about who's around them and in the environment, but also about what they're saying to each other, so that they don't set something off, you see. Because it's just really rebellious also, because the moon in Capricorn is that instinct to have, you know, government structures and things like that, but Mars in Aries is the warrior and the self warrior. I mean, it's fighting out of its own spontaneous combustion. that's something else. But at any rate, what is going on that day can be really difficult. So you be aware of it. And if you're scheduling things, you know, I personally am not going to be out and about shopping and, you know, doing stuff and encountering. I'm going to stay as, you know, within as I can and send good energy out to the world, because we're looking at, you know, quite the day. We're coming off a full moon, but that full moon had this energy in it, so we could see some stuff playing out. Let's not be a participant in any way. The only good thing, and I mentioned this in the forecast for the full moon about the Mars in Aries conjunction Chiron in Aries, is that Chiron is not always about wounding. It is a centaur that was highly respected as a wise teacher and a healer. Okay, so It had an accident with one of Hercules' arrows, unfortunately, this is the myth, and that heel hasn't healed. And for some reason, this great teacher cannot heal himself, nor can anyone else heal him. But, so it's a primal wound that we have trouble getting to, but it's also possible for this Mars to activate the higher levels of Chiron, which is getting the information, getting the wisdom, getting the learning, getting our own healing. And the healing in Aries is learning how to be the I am without excluding the rest of everything. I mean, not just people, but, you know, the rest of the kingdoms around us. It is about learning the right way to lead. You know, some thousands and thousands of years now, we've had this thought that, you know, might makes right, and, you know, to the victor goes the spoils, and all of these ideas that keep sending people to war. You know, and has it really solved anything, you know, and the wars that are raging now, you know, it's not just Russia, Ukraine, and the flexing of the muscles of other countries because, you know, it's just nuts. Excuse my judgment, but it is. It's like people are getting hot, too hot under the collar. You know, and so what we can do is start fueling the energy of right leadership, right courage, courage to do things that are good instead of just taking something as a result of an argument. It doesn't solve things. So that is Wednesday, the 15th day of June. You know, beware the Ides of June. This is the day to wonder and worry about. And as I mentioned already, you know, the Insurrection Committee, January 6th, is going to be doing more public hearings. And we know by now that division means division. So, you know, there's one side that is going to see all this is a call to heat things up. So let us pray our energy into peace. I'm asking you personally. And as an astrologer looking at the potentials, we have a void, of course. I'm looking at the wrong day. We have a good aspect coming in Wednesday after 7:50 p.m. Eastern. That is Capricorn Moon trine Uranus and Taurus. And it's a quick, just about an hour and 10 minutes here, or an hour and 20. We have this trine, which is able to see some potentials for positive change that we could possibly find ourselves creating. It can be financial, it could be career, and it can have to do with values and, you know, all of that. And then we have a really lovely aspect that East Coast is missing most of it. Moon in Capricorn trine Venus in Taurus coming in at 5:09 a.m. And while that's Thursday, and while that's happening, Gemini Sun trines Saturn in Aquarius at 3:13 a.m., so things can start to shift but stabilize at the same time, and we can get some good energy and healing energy with the Moon trine Venus. But when we wake up on Thursday the 16th, we've got a Sun square Neptune in the early morning, 9:41 a.m. Is it real or isn't it? Go with the isn't so that you're not going where you shouldn't be going. Meanwhile, though, the Moon in Capricorn is sextile Neptune in Pisces at 10:23 a.m., and so the rational mind Sun expression, outer expression, is having difficulties, you know, even with travel, local travel and stuff like that. But the Moon is tuning in to the psychic vibe, I guess, and being able to clear things more easily, I would wait till after 9:41 a.m. and tune in, because, you know, make it easier for you to get your direction, 10:23 a.m. And then it's that monthly conjunction of Moon in Capricorn to now retrograde Pluto in Capricorn until 2:41 p.m., putting yourself into a group task which has to do with revisioning, renovating, transforming, those kinds of things. Good. Now, take a look at doing that if you're with like-minded folk, but you can also be obsessive in the feeling realms, or somebody else around you is, and obsession is obsession, so, you know, it doesn't get interfered with easily. People will be very focused on keeping their control, or what they think is their control. Void, of course, Capricorn Moon until 5:44 p.m. when it enters Aquarius, and we have a lovely energy for the evening on Thursday. Moon in Aquarius trine Mercury in Gemini until 10:30 p.m. Eastern. This is another positive day for putting your thoughts, well, it's actually evening, but, you know, we can put our thoughts out in the evening now with technology, right? You can network, market, you know, do something that you want to advertise, put it out there that evening, and it's going to be followed by a trine to Jupiter, I'm sorry, a sextile to Jupiter in Aries. I wrote it down wrong a couple of days ago, and I just got caught. Okay, so that Jupiter comes in at 3:28 a.m. on Friday. So if you're on the West Coast, it's just after midnight, so you've got that pretty good evening to send something out and get a quick response that seems good, you know, so go for it. The 17th day, okay, that is going to be a tricky one, because Moon in Aquarius is squaring now Uranus and Taurus until 9:37 p.m. So somebody's very into changes and somebody else doesn't have the same vision of what it should look like. So there's a stalemate on that. So that's not a day to put things forward or try to get people to get on board with a plan or anything like that. Not that day. Okay, we get a sextile from Moon in Aquarius to Mars in Aries. It's, you know, not a long time, but it's just under an hour after the square. So maybe somebody comes in and gives you a little help there. But then we go right into a square again with the Moon square Venus in Taurus until 10:10 a.m. on Saturday. And then, not long after, a conjunction to Saturn in Aquarius, 10:47 a.m. So Saturday morning on the East Coast isn't looking so happy. No, it isn't. And, you know, maybe you're already up further west, of course, so expect those obstacles. Expect it, and then you won't be surprised by it. And you won't try to be pushing against it. You know, or you'll find yourself, you know, like the person trying to get the stone, the boulder, not a stone, a boulder uphill, and it won't actually work. But if you can wait till after, I would say 11 a.m., you get the harmony of the lights. Moon in Aquarius, trine Sun in Gemini until 2:50 p.m. Saturday. That's your go time. And, you know, that is when all things are flowing well in the outer and in the inner. Great for communications. Again, great for putting something out there and networking, meeting with friends, meeting with groups. And that's a fine time. But after that, the Moon is void, of course. We still have the lingering energy of harmony, but Venus makes her square to Saturn at 5:32 p.m. Now, astrologers always look at Venus as a woman, and so it's the typical thing for the old astrologer to say, hell hath no fury, like a woman scorned, because this would definitely show in relationship somebody saying no to the feminine energy, Saturn, in fact, and authority. Well, you know, it doesn't have to be a woman. It can just be somebody wanting something, maybe even a dinner thing, that they're looking to have a delicious meal and they know just where they can have it. And somebody else says, I don't like that idea. Only they've got the car keys, you know what I mean? So it can be a lot of things, but it is an obstacle and it is very different values. 5:32 p.m. It's under the void of course moon. So it's not going to amount to too much, but it is not a fun time. Moon enters Pisces at 7:01 p.m. on Saturday evening, while Venus is taking a sextile to Pisces ruler, Neptune, and that is a very romantic, very creative combination for Saturday night. And it can also be a time to find wonderful entertainments. And if you waited till 7 o'clock to go eat, you have a really lovely dinner. And, you know, just take advantage of that aspect. However, the moon, meanwhile, is going to square Mercury in Gemini at 4:01 a.m. on Sunday, Father's Day, or Juneteenth, or whatever it is that it looks like to you. So whatever you are actually conversing about, or, you know, maybe Mercury in Gemini is trying to give some facts and figures to someone who is, you know, would rather be, you know, listening to music and relaxing, you know, it's not in harmony on that level. So you'll see if you're up, and it gets more so as you get closer to that 4:01 a.m. But Sunday, once we get into it, is a moon in Pisces sextile Uranus and Taurus for the day. So this is an upbeat energy for your Father's Day celebrations or whatever you're doing on the 19th day. Some people will be, over this weekend, doing their celebrations for the upcoming solstice, which doesn't arrive, the midsummer solstice, at 5:14 a.m. on Tuesday the 21st this year. And what we are looking at is, you know, a Tuesday. So people will be doing stuff. I'll be doing something that Sunday. And, you know, just honoring the peak of the year, because we are almost there. And we'll talk about it in next week's forecast. But, you know, this was the upswing of the light. And now we're going to gradually move down. And so this is why we celebrate the fruits of the light, and some of them are still to be harvested, but you know, there has been something going on in your life that you've been working on, and the high point, like a full moon, only the sun. So at any rate, that Uranus sextile is in until 12:50 a.m. on Monday the 20th, and so when we get to next week, we will talk about the solstice, the sun entering Cancer in and of itself, and Venus entering Gemini. And that will be Wednesday. Oh, something else important happens on Sunday the 19th of June. Yes, it is the day that Mercury moves past the retrograde degrees and starts on the new path. So we may have done a lot of clearing up recently, so we've got a really good idea focused in on where we're going. Okay. Well, I wish you the best. You know, remember the red flag on Wednesday, and I'll say goodbye for now.